Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
This will be a good one because old Chris Tomlin will be in today with Blessing. And not he's given a blessing. It's another artist. They're coming in together. Okay. But I've been trying to get Chris in here for a while. So he's going to come in and perform later. It'll be super cool. So love that you guys are here. Now, let's go around the room. He's a graduate from Sam Houston State. And lately, he's been working out with me because he said he wants to lose a little bit of weight. Here he is. Producer ready, everybody. Let's go.
Hey, so the other day we had a photo shoot. Well, Bobby had a photo shoot, and I just kind of like crashed it.
Well, we did some Raging Idiots pictures.
Yeah,
too.
But it was mainly your stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just watching you do the photo shoot. And I'm like, man, Bobby's become such a pro at this. Like, because when I do the pictures, Bones, I only know like two poses. I smile big, put my hands in my pockets. You, dude, you had like a reaction or like a pose for everything. I'm mad. I'm happy. Hey, look at me. I'm cute. I'm adorable. I'll kill you.
Oh, what? Like,
you thought he was cute and adorable?
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
No, no, no.
Do you want to see adorable? This is my adorable.
Wow. Look at that. That's
is
adorable.
That adorable?
Wow.
Thank you, buddy. Are you making fun of me or are you?
No. I'm being honest. And like I'm saying, how did you learn that? Obviously, that's not like natural for you.
I'm very good at photo shoots because I hate them.
Mm.
I've learned what they need to get from me so I can get the heck out of there. We did like 7, what they called looks, clothes changes. We did it in like 2 hours, which usually it's like 2 hours for one.
Yeah.
But I know exactly what, let's go. This I got adorable, down. Got cute, down.
Angry.
I got it all.
Pensive.
But I don't like photo shoots.
Well, you're pretty good, man.
And the guy was really good and we kept waiting to get in with him. So thank you. I appreciate that. The reason I'm so good is because I hate doing it.
Okay.
I'm not good. I'm efficient. Very efficient.
Hey, just know that I'm taking notes when you were doing. I'm like, ooh, I got to work on my anger.
Show me you're adorable. Oh, that is adorable. Wow.
Very adorable, huh, guys?
Oh, yeah.
That is good.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm working on it.
This next person thinks he should have been rewarded from a restaurant recently, but the best part was he was trying to convince us that he has moral decency. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Don't understand what that intro, what it means.
Didn't you try to steal something from a restaurant? You tell them your kids, like...
Oh, no. They broke a light in the light sign, and then I... lectured them about having those light signs available where kids could grab the light bulbs.
But then you wanted a reward.
I wanted a free dinner.
But your kids broke the light.
Yeah, but they put it in a dangerous situation. But now, okay. Now,
but didn't you... Did you tell us your kids actually broke the light or the light was broken?
No, I told you they broke
it.
I gave you the options of what did I do. I said...
for your kids breaking a light?
Yeah, because they made a dangerous situation by putting that light sign available where kids are running around. I gave you the options to choose. What did I do? Did I say nothing and just threw the light bulb away?
Yeah.
And all that.
I remember the bit.
Yeah.
But I'm just still surprised you wanted a reward even after you broke the light.
Well, yes, because I could have sued them.
Because you broke the light, you could have sued them?
Because they had a dangerous situation.
But your kids didn't get hurt or cut or anything.
They could have.
They could have.
I could have cut them. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Guys, my 05 Altima, you guys make fun of me. Oh, your car's so old, it's such a piece of crap. Well, the 05 Altima might be a movie star. They're filming a movie here in Nashville, and someone on Instagram hit me up, and I guess they're filming in their neighborhood, and said, hey, the producer or director or someone sent out this text to us saying, hey, we are looking for older cars from the 2000s to set on the street for one of our scenes when we'll be filming on 416. If you know one or have one, would you please send them my information? So someone sent me this on Instagram, and so I texted the dude, said, hey, got an 05 Altima if you want it in the scene. Let me know.
How much is it paying?
I don't know. What if
it's zero?
That's okay. It's a start. It's a beginner's.
Getting your car as an extra?
Is that on your resume? My car was
an extra?
Wow.
I guess they're doing an outdoor scene on the street.
We get it.
Yeah, they need. It's probably taking place in that time frame. So.
But why not get paid $50 or something?
Well, I said, I don't know. This is all it said. It said, if you could pass my contact on to anybody you know. So someone on Instagram sent me this, and so I texted the person.
Would you put this on your resume that you were in the movie?
Yeah, because the car is part of me.
Really?
Yeah. Right. Are your kids part of you?
Yes, but exactly. It's not a car.
Okay, is your house part of you?
No.
It's not.
And also, I don't really think we make fun of your 05 Altima per se. It's how you, like, it's just how messy you are with it.
Like, you treat it like garbage.
Yeah.
I don't treat it like garbage.
You throw garbage in every part of it. The floorboards. Once your trunk was open, like,
spiders.
Noah's Ark came out. Like, two by two of every animal.
Yeah. Because it's actually impressive that it's running as long as it has.
So stay tuned. The 05 Altima coming to the big screen. I wait for a response from this guy.
Let us know how much he's paying.
Anybody else got a 2000 car? Oh, no, you guys got all new cars. Sorry.
I have a 74.
I have an 06.
You have a 74 that looks new, though. See, if he put his old car in there, there's like, and it was shot in 2005, it's going to look like 100 years old. That's not going to work. Your car is like old and rusty.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yours.
I feel a lot of hate because your car's not going to be in a movie, dude.
She's known for being honest and vulnerable on the show, and through the years, it's really helped her grow. It's Amy, everybody. Yes. Woo! Clap it up. Da, 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 da.
Well, my water bill is high.
Again.
I thought the Kool-Aid toilet situation was going to fix it.
Explain that.
Well, we had a plumber come by and say it might be a flapper issue and that we have a bunch of toilets running all the time, causing the water bill to be high. Like, my meter is like, going crazy. And we put a packet of Kool-Aid powder in the toilet tank of every toilet. And if the purple Kool-Aid ended up in the bowl without any flushing at all, then we had an issue. Turns out we had an issue on several toilets. So I was like, okay, it's probably going to fix the problem. Let's wait a month or so we can get a bill and see what happened. My bill is still high. And so now...
How much?
Oh, this bill, I think, was... Well, I'll have to pull it up exactly. My bills range between $450 and $600 for water.
Oh.
Water.
That's a lot of money for water.
You must be hydrated as crap.
No, it's not. Like, it's becoming a problem, like, to where... I mean, but then...
What do you think's happening?
Listen, because remember back in December, I called and complained, and I got my bill down to $90. Mm-hmm. I don't know what is happening, although I'm very... I don't even want to put this energy out into the universe, but...
Foul play? It could be...
It could be like some pipe issue underneath somewhere.
Uh-oh.
That'd be expensive.
Yeah. So, and I went out and looked at the meter and it is going, it's something's running and it's boggling my mind that they can't figure it out. And I don't know what we're going to have to do.
I would get a shovel. Go to work.
Start digging.
Go to town.
Yep.
Don't stop till you hit something. That's what I used to do.
That's always good.
No, I mean, it's getting out of, we're tapping into... other fun. Like, it's crazy. Nobody should have that high of a water bill.
Complain again. Get back down to 90.
No, I don't know that will work again. But
do you know
try.
That it won't work? Case solved. There you go. All right, last one. Let's go, Ray.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he graduated from Henderson State, and humor is his best trait. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Ooh. Hey, I've had like 3 videos go viral in the past month that have gone over 1 million views on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. It's been awesome. 1 million, 3 million, had like a 12 million. And so it's been cool to see.
Wow.
I just kept looking to see if I could click in to make money on Reels like Eddie has
been. Yeah, man. Big money with 12 million?
Exactly. I could pay for Amy's water bill.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, but I could. But I keep waiting to see if I can click into it to get. And then I saw they're eliminating that for everybody, including Eddie.
Yeah. Oh, I can't. I can no longer make money.
They can. You can no longer make money, so we don't have to hear about it anymore.
I can get subscribers though. I saw that.
And
they offered that to me.
Subscribe to you
Instagram. I've been thinking about it. I really don't know what they would subscribe for.
So anybody that was making money, no more. Reels is pulling it down.
What?
How much were you making?
I was making about $160 a month. I'd put up one reel, get paid $160, move on with my life.
How were you getting that?
Just by putting a reel up.
No,
what do you mean?
How are they getting that money to you?
Oh, they send you a check.
They send me a check.
Where's my money?
Okay, so
where's my money for the shoes?
Okay. Oh man, you got to knock on Instagram's door.
You must have never gotten the invitation.
They wouldn't let me. They never sent it to me.
Okay,
and I kept waiting for it.
Also, what does the subscription do? People have to pay for it?
Huh? Yeah, for content, they can specify like, "Hey, Eddie, I want you to take more pictures with your shirt off."
Fans. It's not OnlyFans.
No, it's not.
But people can subscribe for like $2 or $3, and they get specific stuff,
unique content. Yeah. Hey, it can be whatever though, man. You should try that, Bones.
I'm not trying it because I'll owe the company money.
Oh, okay.
Dang, man. I just took $100 out of my pocket every month.
You owe the company money?
Yeah, we can't start selling stuff on social media. They'll, if they wanted to, content, they could go, well, you owe us this money.
Oh.
Yeah.
They didn't do that with my reels, thank goodness.
I know, but they could. But you have subscribers.
That's right.
I'm about to get a second job.
Okay.
Don't you have one?
Yeah, I got it, but I'm going to get another one, third job, something. I mean, this is crazy. They just took money out of my pocket.
They didn't. They gave you money, actually, for free.
And they started teasing me with it, like, oh, here's a little money. Take it back.
Anyway, no more.
Just imagine if you really, that was what you depend on for money.
Oh, I followed some people where really they must have been making a lot, and it's affecting them big time.
Yeah,
like, they've even made videos about it. They're like, okay, I got a little too dependent upon this, and they're like, stay-at-home moms.
I mean, if
moms.
They ripped all of Instagram away.
Yeah.
People that have built their whole career, which...
TikTok.
Good.
It's going to happen.
But they can rip it away because we don't own it. They can do whatever they want. So no more money for reels. And I was waiting for my shot, too. I've been going viral as crap lately, man. It's been awesome. It's pretty fun going viral, Lunchbox. You been viral lately?
Nah, I haven't really been trying lately.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. I haven't been much effort.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Oh, Bobby Bones. I have a longtime friend who is a constant one-upper. I love her, but she always has to be bigger and better than me. I bought a new car. She got a better one. I got engaged. She got engaged, too. Just more elaborate. Even when I got pregnant a few years ago, she got pregnant, too. But with twins. That's not a joke. Although she's never mentioned it to me, I learned that she and her husband are going through hard times. Her husband lost his job a few months ago. They sold their house and moved in temporarily with his parents. I heard from another mutual friend that she was looking to get a job, and I actually have a great lead on something that she'd be perfect for. I'm worried she will be hesitant to take any help from me since she has always portrayed having a perfect life. But at the end of the day, she's my friend. How do I go about helping a friend who may not accept my help? Signed, friend of a one-upper in need. Well, I don't know, the one-upper stuff had to be thrown in here.
Yeah, she's setting the story, setting the stage.
Yeah, like maybe it's a slightly difficult relationship with this friend because of that. Amy, what do you think?
Oh, no, I think you can offer her the insight into the job. Like, and if she doesn't want to take it because of her own issues with you, that is on her. You do your part, what's going to make you feel good. And if you know of a lead for her, you tell her about the job.
Yeah, you did use the word here, friend.
Yeah.
Aside from all the other stuff, we all have... reasons that we're annoying to our friends.
Yeah.
I mean, Eddie could probably list 10 things about me.
Yeah, you can probably list a couple things about me.
A couple?
A couple. It is still a friend. And the one-upsmanship, it must not be so bad if you're still their friend and if you're even asking this question. Because if it was so bad and they were so annoying, you just wouldn't hang out with them, which would mean you really weren't that close of friends anyway. So yes, if it's a friend... let them know. Try to get them the job. And if she says, well, I found a job that was even better than that, so I don't know if I'm going to think about it.
Okay.
Then you don't be a friend anymore because that one-upsmanship is really annoying.
Is this your chance to be the one-upper, though?
But how's the one-up?
I don't know.
I think it's just your chance to be a good friend.
She's down, so now it's like, all right, I'm going to one-upper on this one.
On what? But what are you upping?
I don't know. I just saw the opportunity.
Oh, there. You don't have a job? I have one.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then I got one that, I don't know, maybe I'll let you know. Yeah.
So does she know that... I guess in this letter, she doesn't know that she lost the job, right? Like, the friend doesn't know that she knows she lost the job.
That's a good point, too, because she did say that.
She heard.
She said, I found they were going through hard times.
So how do you approach that?
You don't go, hey, I heard you're broke.
Right. I heard from a friend.
Because that would hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. I would go, hey, look, I don't know if you're looking to change jobs or anything, but this position just came open. It'd be really cool to work with you if you ever wanted to move You could do something like that.
Oh, that's cool.
But then, you know, if she comes and works with you, she's going to one-up you at work.
Yeah, she'll get more salary.
But that's okay, because in the end, you're just looking out for a friend.
That's right.
Those little annoying traits aren't so heavy that it outweighs the fact that she's your friend. So you let her know. And you that's a great point, because I did not come away with that from reading this. You have to let her know in a sensitive way, because it sounds like she already is very insecure, which is why she one-ups.
Yeah.
So it's, hey, we'll call her Sue. Hey, Sue. First of all, why is your name Sue and it's 2023? Question one. Question two is, we have an opening here. I don't know if you're looking for a new job or anything, but I thought you'd be perfect for it. I'd love to, at some point, for us to work together. Here's the link. That's it. That's all you have to do. It's good. Because I'd have just been like, yeah, go tell her. Go knock on her door and tell her. I'll definitely say awkward things. I have no problem with going into awkwardness. And that would have been awkward for me not to handle it sensitively. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's a voicemail from Scott in Ohio.
I understand that your wife don't like condiments. I want to know if she ever had salsa and chips. Because a fun fact for Friday is I just found out that salsa is a condiment. I was watching The Foods That Build America. Just thought I'd let you in on that little secret. I guess it was a secret to me anyway. Love the show. You guys are the best.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, she'll eat chips and salsa. And she doesn't go, I hate all condiments. It's not a universal thing. She has never tasted mustard. Hates the smell of it. Won't touch the bottle.
Crazy.
Same thing with ketchup. Hates the smell. Won't touch the bottle. Mayonnaise. None. Never tasted it. But she likes barbecue sauce. And then if that's a condiment, yeah, we eat chips and salsa. But yeah, never. No hot dog mustard. No ketchup on French fries. I don't like mayonnaise. But if it's been touched by mayonnaise, she won't eat it at all. She's that weirded out by it, which is crazy. All right, thanks for that Fun Fact Friday. Now it's our turn. Let's go.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Let's go around. Everybody's got to have one. Have a good one. Amy, you're up.
Steve Jobs had a high school GPA of?
Got to be low. You're tricking us.
Yeah.
Go.
2.65.
Wow. So C+-ish.
He's like me.
That was like me, too.
I am, too.
You guys
I think
are super close to Steve Jobs.
Wow, look at us.
Well, you each have jobs right now, so I guess that would be what you have in common with him.
And I'm working on that thing Steve Jobs invented.
Steve Jobs did not invent the computer or the laptop.
The Apple?
Really was the main marketing guy of it, but didn't really do any coding or build it. Yeah. Wow. But yes, brilliant. Dang.
Try to tie it all in there.
Yeah. You have a job. Lunchbox, go ahead.
Hey, everyone farts. Not so fast, my friend. That is not true. Octopuses don't fart. Soft shell clams do not fart. Birds do not fart. Sloths do not fart. That's it. Those are the ones everyone else don't fart. But so when they say everyone farts,
I never heard anybody say that ever.
And I assume they mean humans.
People, everyone.
Right.
Isn't that crazy that an octopus has never farted?
But like, look, if there was a bird sitting on a tree next to me and I heard it fart, that'd be crazy.
Right, exactly.
But it can't.
It doesn't.
Because in case fart. You didn't know, birds don't do fart. Not fart. Eddie.
You know the dot over lowercase i's in J? It has a name. It's called a tittle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
Okay, so then move on.
Well, you could have just told us and not said, do you know that? And then we would have just been like, yeah, that's cool, and added our own
name. Why does it have a name?
There we go. I found someone that didn't know that. Hey, Lunchbox. Yeah, it's called a tittle, dude.
He forgot
the word tittle actually means a tiny amount or a little part of something.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
Which is why on 25 Whistles, I call it the tittle tattle.
Because
it's a little bit of something that you talk about.
Wow, I didn't know that. See, that's a fun fact, too.
So you're telling me when I'm writing a letter, I'd be like, oh, don't forget your tittle on top of the I. Oh,
if they didn't put the dot on there, you could say, don't forget to dot your I. If you say,
yeah,
don't forget
to tittle
your
eye. Yeah, I don't ever
tittle in your eye sounds dirty.
That sounds weird.
Yeah. All right, Morgan, over to you.
We all have a dog. Well, dogs sneeze to tell other dogs that they're friendly. So when they're playing rough, it doesn't turn into a fight. So if you ever hear your dog sneeze, they're trying to be friendly.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
His eyes also get red and I have to give him Benadryl. This whole time, he was just being friendly.
Wow.
What the crap? Finally, mine. Slot machines show fruit symbols, which we're all familiar with that, right?
Yeah, the cherries.
Because when they debuted in the late 1800s, some of the prizes were actually those fruits. That's what you won. Those fruits. By giving away fruit instead of money, companies avoided breaking gambling laws. So people would come put their money and gamble with it to win fruit, which was almost like currency because you get to eat, but you would win the fruit.
That's pretty cool.
If I were going to award the fun fact winner of the week.
Tittle.
Oh, Tittle sucked.
Oh man, come on.
You don't remember Amy, so move on.
Good. I took me a second.
Steve Jobs, yeah.
Okay,
it's over here.
Yeah, birds don't fart.
Birds don't fart. Octopuses don't fart.
They're not.
Sloths don't fart.
It was probably the
soft shell clams don't fart.
Mm-hmm. Or Morgans, which is what again?
It was that the dogs, they don't.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They
that's
sneeze
right.
to show they're friendly.
Yeah, I don't believe that one. So I'm going to go with Lunchbox. I'm going to give it to me. For the fruit.
Got him.
Okay.
No, you can have it, Lunchbox. There's no prize. There's no prize, bro. No, there's no game winning music either.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yeah. It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
13 years ago, this girl, Coral, was tubing the Colorado River with some of her friends, and she flipped out of her tube, and her camera went flying and into the water. She couldn't get it. There was no way she was going to retrieve it. She remembers going back to her boyfriend's house sobbing uncontrollably. Obviously, she had some precious memories on that
camera. Or just an expensive camera. I think that'd been the reason I'd have been crying.
Oh, I was thinking the memories.
Yeah.
Well, fast forward to this year when this guy, Spencer, is fishing in the river. And he finds the camera. So he gets curious about it. And he's like, huh, it's all rusted. Doesn't look like it's going to work. But he grabs the memory card out, plugs it into his computer.
It looks disgusting, by the way. It looks like a fishing like rangefinder.
Oh.
But has been stuck in the mud. It's like a digital camera with the big screen, like a rangefinder. We see the little blip fish. That's what it looks like. It is disgusting looking.
Yeah, so the memory card worked. The photos were retrieved. And he decided, well, let me post them on Facebook, see if anybody knows who these people are. Like, within the hour, people were like, oh, yeah, that's Coral, da-da-da-da. And he was in contact with her, and she was just so thankful to get her old memories back. And she said she hopes this story of her recovered camera inspires other people just to take the extra effort to reunite lost items with people, because he didn't have to do that.
Well, there's pictures of her bachelorette party, her wedding. I'm looking at all the pictures on the camera right now.
So it was the memories.
Yeah, well, also it was like hundreds of dollars.
Maybe both guys.
Yeah, good job by him to even care and to dig through and find her. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The awkward moment when Lunchbox has to leave his chair.
Did you see him rip his headphones out of the jack?
He's going to come sit over here by me.
Oh, it's like he's in timeout or something.
He's not happy.
Abby's hopping into his seat because Abby is up in easy trivia this season. Woo. Now, if you win it, you get to eliminate somebody the next season, which is a fun little wrinkle. And Eddie being the champion eliminated Lunchbox.
It's awesome.
He doesn't have a microphone. He just sits over there quietly.
Love this. Oh, I love it.
What's up?
This is so dumb.
Can't hear you. No mic. Okay, look. Easy trivia.
But he has his headphones on still.
I wasn't gonna let Abby use my headphones.
I didn't want to use them, so.
Shouldn't even use my mic.
Okay, here we go. We can't hear him. Okay, easy trivia. These are all super easy questions. Don't miss it. Whoever survives the longest wins. Question number one, U.S. trivia. Which American president appears on the $1 bill? Eddie.
That's George Washington.
Good. Morgan, how many stars are on the U.S. flag?
13.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
You can't go home in the first round.
I know. That's why I just threw it out.
No, it's not.
On the original, there was 13.
Yeah.
There's 50 now, 50 states.
That makes more sense.
Now, if you miss it during the game like that, we would laugh at you and you would hear this sound here.
You've been booed.
But I'm not.
A Benji is a nickname for what dollar bill, Amy?
A $100 bill.
Correct. Abby, what bird is the national symbol of the U.S.?
Bald eagle.
Correct. Okay. Ready to go, guys.
Ready.
Amy has the only point this round. She's 1-1. Playing to 5.
Huh? Thank you.
Ready. Famous movie quotes. Eddie, you're the returning champion. You go first. Yo, Adrian! Is from what movie?
Rocky.
Correct. Morgan, I am your father. Is from what movie?
Star Wars.
Correct. Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Wizard of Oz.
Correct. All righty then.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Abby. Alrighty.
I'm
then.
So bad at movies. Mm. I don't have one. If you do it again.
Alrighty then.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wow. You've been booed.
Like, gosh, dang it.
No, she's still playing the game. You're out for the whole segment.
I'm out.
No, she's still playing the game. She's still playing the
movies
game.
Movies is my weakness.
Abby, you've been eliminated.
Did someone say something? I can't hear.
No, he didn't have a mic. He didn't even exist right now. Okay, next up, the category sports.
Say what it was.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Thank you. Sports. Okay. Eddie, what sport do the Harlem Globetrotters play?
Basketball.
Correct. Morgan, what sport is called America's pastime?
Football.
You've been booed.
Wait, really? Baseball? Basketball?
Baseball.
Oh, man.
It's okay,
Mom. All right, Amy, what's up?
And then there were two.
Amy, what's up?
I have a feeling this is going to be how it is most of the season this time.
Aw.
In what sport is it most common, Amy, where you score a hat trick?
Oh, that's soccer.
I'll accept that, or hockey.
Okay.
Which would be three goals.
That's good, Amy.
Yeah, good job. Country music state birthplaces.
Okay.
Eddie, you'll each get two in this one. In which state was Dolly Parton born?
Dolly Parton was born in Tennessee.
Correct. Amy, in what state was Luke Bryan born?
Georgia.
Correct. Eddie, what state was Reba born?
Reba. Oh, Reba's Oklahoma.
Correct.
Wow.
Amy, what state was Jake Owen born?
Jake. I believe Florida.
Correct. Yes. TV professions. Easy trivia. Eddie, what is the profession of the dad, Carl Winslow, on Family Matters?
He was a cop.
Correct. What is the profession of Monica Geller on Friends?
Chef.
Correct. What is the profession of Carrie Bradshaw on Sex and the City, Eddie?
Is she a writer?
Correct. Amy, what's the profession of Hank Hill on King of the Hill?
Oh no.
King of the Hill? I don't even know King of the Hill.
Oh, no.
Focus!
Good gosh. This is the one I get.
Can I give her hint, Bones?
You can do whatever you want. You're competing against her.
Amy.
He sells.
Yeah.
Cars.
No.
Car parts.
Was that a good hint, Bones?
Well, you said he sells.
Factory?
You just did an impression that said he sells.
He sells.
Does he work at a factory?
Beer? He sells propane.
He's a bartender.
Propane and propane accessories.
That's a
You're
tough.
Luke Bryan and Hank Hill.
Same dude.
Dang, that's a tough loss for
Wow.
Well, how about 13 stars? That's tough. Did she even lose on that one?
Oh, no. I would feel embarrassed.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
Alrighty, then.
Did everybody know that?
No, those two I would be a little embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed by this one. I don't watch King of the Hill.
Well, maybe you should be.
Dang. Hey, that was easy.
That was easy. That was a quick round right there.
That's just
Eddie.
Such a bummer.
Wow.
Okay, was that quick?
That was real quick.
You want to run two in a day?
Let's go.
All right,
wait, two
in.
Games?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a doubleheader.
Everybody's back in.
Okay. I wasn't ready for a doubleheader.
Round two. Abby, there is no first round here. If you miss it, you're out. But this worth 2 points. Eddie got a point there.
Come on.
Abby, what do you call it when you land in the center of a dartboard?
Bullseye.
Correct. Eddie, what color?
Wait.
Ray just hit the button. He's just slapping stuff back there. What color is the cue ball in pool, Eddie?
The cue ball is white.
Correct. You may find a jumbo version of this game in a bar that involves players taking turns removing a block from a tower.
Oh, Jenga.
Correct. What's the name of the game, Amy, played by pushing discs with a long-handled cue over a marked surface?
Oh.
You're not embarrassed, though, are you?
I will be embarrassed by this one for sure. Because it's the one that we watch it in the Olympic.
She's glitching.
Chewing gum.
No, it's like, I know it's not my point, but I just let me get there, please.
Shuffleboard.
You've been
Why was I picturing that big thing with
that's
the
curling.
Curling.
Yeah.
That's on ice.
That's on ice. Amy is out.
Oh, I was not paying attention.
Yeah. Logo colors, Abby. The UPS logo is yellow and what other color?
Brown.
Correct. Eddie, what color is the Starbucks logo?
That's green.
Correct. Morgan, what three colors are in the Pepsi logo?
Ooh. Blue. And red and white.
Correct. Otherwise known as red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Famous movie roles, Abby.
Oh, God.
Which film series stars Johnny Depp? Oh, this is Eddie first. Johnny Depp as pirate Jack Sparrow.
That's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Correct.
Alrighty then.
Which film stars Vin Diesel as Dominic Toretto?
Oh, Fast and the Furious.
Good.
Great movies.
Which film stars Keanu Reeves as a hitman, Abby?
Oh, The Matrix.
No.
Oh, no.
You've been booed.
What is that, John Wick?
John Wick.
That's what I get for going too fast.
Eddie can win two in a day.
Come on, baby. Let's go.
Eddie and Morgan.
What's up, Morgan?
Battling it out on the periodic table.
Oh, no.
Hey, Okay, Morgan, you got this.
Bananas are loaded with what special chemical repped by K on the periodic table?
That would be potassium.
That is correct.
Oh,
Morgan, boy. What is HE on the periodic table and is commonly found in balloons?
Helium.
Correct.
Wow, 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 wow. Woo!
Eddie, what's the first element on the periodic table that starts with H?
Hmm?
What's the first element on the periodic table and it starts with H?
H. Hydrogen.
Correct. Morgan, sodium chloride, NaCl, is commonly known as what?
Salt.
Correct.
All right, let's move on. Get off the table.
I was good at science.
We got one more category, then go sudden death.
Okay.
Outer space. Eddie.
Love it.
What's the fourth planet from the sun?
Oh, my gosh. My very energetic.
Earth.
The fourth planet from the sun.
Oh,
Morgan.
Out. Morgan, you got to give us to
Earth. Earth is the third rock from the sun.
Here we go. Morgan, what's the smallest planet in our solar system?
This is not my answer, but I would say Pluto, but I don't know that that's technically part of our solar system anymore, or if they removed it from the planets. Pluto.
Incorrect.
Wow. Let's go.
You're right. Pluto, not a planet anymore. Mercury. It is in our solar system, just not considered a planet.
Good job, Mercury. Let's go.
Sudden death.
Come on.
You get three of these. Buzz in with your name.
Come on, Eddie.
Internet abbreviations. Ready?
Gosh, she's Web Girl Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
This is not good.
What does LMK stand
Morgan.
For? Morgan.
Let me know.
Correct.
Let's go.
This is dumb. I'm
Eddie.
Set up.
No,
this is Elder versus Millennial.
It's the last category. What does DIY stand
Eddie.
For?
Morgan.
Eddie.
Do it yourself.
Correct.
Let's go! Let's go!
Why are you cheering on lunch?
Because he wants the game to be over quicker so he can get back in.
Web boy Eddie
Final
here.
Final question.
Come on.
Okay.
What does A S
Eddie as soon as possible?
Correct.
Let's go!
Yeah! 2 wins.
Whoa! Guys, can we go to break? I'm exhausted. Double headers.
You didn't even know your own song.
What a day.
Great. Double victory today.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is easy trivia. Here's a voicemail from Jerry in Somerset, Kentucky.
I thought that there was supposed to be some kind of punishment for Lunchbox if he did not get Bobby the money by the day after his birthday. Now, I'm not saying there should be a spicy take like the world's hottest gummy bear or anything like that involved, but hey, you know, you do the crime, you gotta do the time. So, holla.
Holla,
the idiot.
Funny you bring that up. I guess I was thrown off because he had a big check with the amount of money I'm supposed to get, but I still don't have my money. We bought into a storage unit together. We sold everything in it. I supposedly have $380 coming to me.
No, I think it was $389, man.
There you go.
Don't sell yourself short.
And in the post show, we had mentioned this. Monday? Is it Monday of next week? Oh, we haven't said it yet. So it's got to be some sort of punishment.
Okay.
Where if he doesn't have that money by, let's say, the end of next week, he'll have to eat like one of those hot potato chips or gummy bears.
Why don't we do it old school?
And then every day until I get my money.
Yeah, you get $389.79 according to my accounting.
Yeah. Right well, your here. Accounting probably's wrong, too.
No, it's right here. Got all the math.
You have so many scribbles written next to that.
That's right, but I got the... Hey.
I still don't have my money, Jerry. If you don't have it at the end of next week, he'll pay the price. He'll do the time.
I told you.
We should build a jail here.
What?
No.
And when people are bad, we stick them in the jail. No. Bobby goes to jail.
No. That'd be terrible. This is like some weird thing. No.
Yeah.
No.
And I'm the warden.
Some fantasy you
have. All right, this is Joe from North Dakota.
I just have a suggestion for your blind karaoke. You guys should do a duet country love songs and then put Abby and Lunchbox together. I think it would be hilarious.
What we should do is a duet version, but we draw the people live, and then you guys have to perform the duet song that's up there.
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
That would be fun. That's a good idea, Joe. Appreciate that. Here's one more, Becca from Wake Forest.
I have been catching up on the podcast recently, and I just want to give a shout-out to all the B-teamers and new listeners out there that when Bobby says, hey, how does it make you feel, or hey, how are you feeling, the answer is, I feel good. Oh, I feel so good. Hey, that's just one of my peeves. I cheer for everybody every single time, and I'm not hearing it, so I feel good. Oh, I feel so good. Yay.
All right, thank you. I like it. I didn't have to say it. She said it.
All right, thank you for all the voicemails. Leave them, 877-77-BOBBY. We're taking them. Leave it on the voicemail line. We'll play a lot of them back.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Ford got a patent for flying drones that could come and jumpstart your car if your battery dies.
That's awesome. I should be like, no, Big Brother, watching us.
Nope.
That's awesome. Man.
That's awesome.
I was like, this is going to
get. Why do we not already have this?
Yeah, it's going to get to people so much faster. Well, I mean, drones are one thing, but you have to teach a drone to fly over and go to the car and jump it.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be easy.
Or they could just put a video, someone on video on the drone, and they come up and they're like, hey, Amy, okay, this is what you do. Get your jumper cable and put the, because
well,
I forget.
Can't they just do that on like FaceTime?
Well, yeah, they could. They could just call you
on your phone.
Okay, okay, yeah. Sorry, my bad. Good point. Good point. I need a drone that's going to change a tire.
That may be a little tougher.
Okay.
Yeah. But the battery, if it had a little battery on it that had a bunch of power, they were like, okay, we won't fly in. All right, take the red, put it on the pod, right? Stand back. Mm-hmm. Away you go. Mm-hmm. Cool. And apparently we're starting a motorcycle by my sound effect. All right, what else?
So this is a cool gender reveal idea that's safe. Is it going to catch anything on fire? So this mom, she baked a bunch of cupcakes and then took a bunch of family and friends out to dinner. And everybody got a cupcake. And then someone was going to get the cupcake that had either pink or blue. Everything else was, I guess, just white or whatever. So, only problem is she passed out a bunch of cupcakes to everybody, and everybody bit in, and they just got the white cream. So, they're like, okay, so they're out of people. So, she started handing out cupcakes to strangers at the restaurant. So, one of the strangers got it and was like, it's a girl! And so, it's just fun to have everybody fun. Involved, and here's a clip from TikTok. It's a girl! I just thought that was super fun. That so, fun. Something people could do. Kane Brown was talking about his first take as an actor. He's on that show Fire Country. He was telling us about it, but he's on this train. The door opens. It's supposed to be a very serious moment. And like right when the door opens, he just broke into a big smile and ruined the first take. Here's Kane talking about it.
I opened the door for the first time and I was supposed to be serious, but I was so excited that when I saw the set and the fire and everything, I smiled. And they were like, no, Kane, you got to be serious. You're not supposed to smile right here.
And that clip is from The Talk. All right. Which, ooh, speaking of acting, I did see a headline that Matthew McConaughey is confirmed to star in a new spinoff based on Yellowstone.
Hey, his accent fits just right.
All right.
By the way, Circle Network, tomorrow night, Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots Million Dollar Show. It is going to be awesome. 10, 9 Central, Dirks, Dina Carter, Jake Owen, Morgan Evans, The Wreckers. Eddie and myself.
Creed.
It's going to be awesome.
Come on.
We did it all for a charity from the Ryman. It'll be on Circle Network tomorrow, 10-9 Central, wherever you are. It'll also be on our Facebook page. We're super excited to put this on TV. So that's what's up. Amy, you good?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Francis Zuber's on the slopes in some deep powder. Doing some skiing in Washington, and he gets down a little bit away as the mountain. He looks up, he's like, man, that was crazy. Then he kind of glances to his left. He goes, man, there's something poking out of the snow. And he sees a little piece of a snowboard. He's like, what? Someone was buried in the deep powder. And he got it all
like
in
right
his...
Right then?
Right then. Like, the guy had been snowboarding, and had gone head first and just buried himself in the powder and couldn't get out.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at the picture of what was coming out to the snow.
Wow.
I mean, I wouldn't even know what that was. It's just like a little, like, it looks like a roller skate wheel or something, but he recognized it.
He recognized it and starts digging, and gets the guy out of the snow, and the guy who was buried was about to die, and he just goes, thanks for that, man. Like, real calm, cool. And they got down the mountain together. Since then, they've had dinner, they've had beers, and they've gone skiing together.
Where he is skiing, though, is crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like...
It's like through trees. This guy's really, really good. And he's like, left, right. I mean, he's going around stuff. I never skied in my life. But it's not like an open, straight down slope.
Yeah, they call those like double diamonds.
No, I'm telling you, it doesn't look like even...
No, I think it's like uncharted territory, where there's deep powder, like you're not really... Like,
you keep saying deep powder. What does that mean?
It's on the story.
No, it's like thick,
Yeah. Have you ever been skiing?
No.
Okay. It's in the story.
But you want the powder to be thick.
That's
so
what
I've
heard.
You do?
Yeah, but not this was too thick.
I don't want it to be too thick.
But that's what I'm saying. This was too thick. These guys are the ones that are... thrill seekers, they go off the beaten path.
Yes.
And the dude went and he got buried in the snow and he was going to die.
Yeah. I like that. He saved it.
He said he was just down there under the snow going, man, I'm going to die.
He has his, like, head camera.
GoPro.
On. He's like one of those guys. He does it so much, and you see him digging, and finally he gets to
him. Wow. I mean, the video of him when the finally guy goes, thanks for that, man. Like, so chill. Like, so snowboarded.
Snowboards, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate that. If it wasn't for you, I'd probably just died.
Yeah. Cool, bro.
Cool, man. All right. Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.